This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Florrie is too young to remember in the backseat on Joy 94.9. You're not too young though, are you, Simon?
No, unfortunately I'm not.
No, you're too old to remember. You're the opposite end.
Yeah, I know.
In the backseat with us is, you may have heard of Oh Mercy.
Mm.
You may have not heard of Oh Mercy. However, you will be hearing of Oh Mercy now because we've got Alex from, who is Oh Mercy. Who is Oh Mercy, really?
Yeah.
Hello, Alex.
G'day.
If people don't know Oh Mercy, tell us about the project.
Sure. Well, I started writing songs when I was in high school, and when I was 19, I asked a friend to help me make some demos, and those demos, he ended up being quite good at making those demos, and those demo recordings ended up becoming my first album that I put out, and I needed to pick a name, and I took Oh Mercy from a Bob Dylan album. I'm a big fan, and since then I've been lucky enough to enjoy a lifestyle involving recording music and traveling around the world playing it, and having a good time.
I was wondering where that was going to go then. I did have visions of Amy Winehouse when you were talking about rock and roll lifestyle, but so, no, it sounds as though you kept it well together.
Yes, yeah. So, very down to earth.
So far, I'm feeling healthy.
Now, look, you've got a new album out, number four. What's changed between the first album and your new album? How has things changed?
Sure. So, I wrote and recorded the fourth album last year, and that's coming out in a few months, so it's not quite out quite yet. But a lot's changed, but mostly just and a lot has changed musically, but it's all relevant to you know, the changes in me as an adult and just as a human being, I guess. As I said, I was like 19 when I wrote that first record, and 27 now, and so I've just kind of figured out, you know, what I like about myself and what I don't, and you know, my music's changed as I've kind of grown to understand those kind of concepts, and I think that perhaps I'm getting on a more like simple and musical level. I think that I'm getting better at singing, and perhaps I think I have the more control over like where chords move and things like that that used to just be guesswork, and yeah.
It's always good. Look, it's good for a singer to get better at singing. Like, it's one of the things. It's good. It's good. It's a good thing.
Sure. I never thought I'd be a singer as such, and I'm not one now. But
modest.
It's something that I have to do to be able to do the thing that I want to do, and that's to write and record music. And yeah, I think I'm getting better. But
you can. Well. The more practice. Like I never used to be very good at this whole talking thing on the radio, for example.
Now we can't shut you up.
Exactly right. So, you know, it's all about the practice. Yeah, it's practicing. It's very important. How would you describe the style of music?
Sure. Okay. So it's singer-songwriter based music. You know, as I said, I took the name for the musical project from a Bob Dylan album. So there's that foundation. Like, I love a really great song. My favorite musicians and bands, probably most of them are like from that, what could be described as like the alternative music from the 80s, like groups like Echo and the Bunnymen and the Triffids and the Go-Betweens, and they were all writing songs and interested in, you know, songwriting as a craft, but they were just putting like a bit more of a, you know, a big kind of beautiful sound over that traditional idea of the guy and the guitar and the song. And so I never really wanted to be the guy and the guitar and the song, which I will be for you in about 5 minutes time, but I prefer to kind of make my recordings a bit, you know, take it out of that white middle class guy's kind of thing and into more of like a beautiful kind of soundscapey thing. Yeah.
Awesome. So last week we had some local boys in as well, didn't we?
Yes, yeah, the Bean Project.
The Bean Project. Yep. And one thing I asked them, I said to them, in this day and age where artists are getting naked and getting on a record wrecking ball or having a song completely destroyed by Pitbull, seeing where the music is sort of at right now, do you see that as, does that inspire you to be more of an individual yourself, or does that make you want to, I suppose, try out some different things and be a bit more creative?
Well, yeah, so that's, I suppose that's a pretty complex question, but I guess when personally being bombarded by so many different forms of music and ways of making it and ways of promoting it and the ways, different ways that it can look and sound, I guess that's, it can be overwhelming and probably crippling if you don't have the right attitude. So I choose to just, you know, subscribe to the kind of sweet abandon and go, well, you know what, if it's so wild out there, then all you can do is just try to get good at whatever it is that you're interested in. And for me, that's just trying to write like a just a good song in that kind of classic kind of way.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good songs, well, at least what we think is good at Joy, it's certainly not O Mercy. It's not singer songwriter. Mm. It is Freemasons, of course, Simon, as it would be. Gorgon City and Jeff Hudson.
We've got more
night.
Freemasons. Are you serious?
We're packed. Freemasons packed. Get the little chippy things there. You can make a little stone sculpture.
I'm
going to
be
Freemasons
in the fetal position by 6 o'clock.
You love it, Alex. O Mercy is going to do some singing next. Turn the backside on Joy. In the studio with us, Simon, is O Mercy. Alex, go from O Mercy. That's different. It's a different band altogether.
It's happened before and it'll happen again.
It's one of those things. Like, you have an O in there and it just gets confusing.
What's their hit?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to do myself and I couldn't think of it.
Where Do You Go,
yes,
my lovely.
That's it.
Oh, that
I
takes
Want to Know.
Yes, that's right. That's the one.
Takes me back. Now, there is a brand new single from Alex, O Mercy. It's called Sandy. Now, you've got a launch on Saturday, the Gasometer.
Yep.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. We've got, we printed some 7-inch vinyl singles.
Wow.
And they just arrived a couple of days ago and they look really nice. And so, yeah, this is officially the single launch. And I'll be playing some new songs and of the record that's going to come out in a few months and some old ones too.
All the details can be found, of course, at omercy.com.au, and we'll also have the details at joy.org.au/backseat. But this is the brand new track. It's called Sandy, and we thought we'd bring the guitar in and make it all nice and acoustic-y.
Absolutely.
This is O Mercy, Sandy, in the backseat, right here on Joy.
It's the white guy, middle-class white guy with the acoustic guitar and his emotions. It's coming for you. Sandy, do you really think I could? Oh, Sandy, do you really think I should believe in you again? I never would have dreamt I'd be talking to you again. Oh, Sandy, and Mama, what was Daddy's name? Oh, Mama, why are you so ashamed? I'd rather be dead than to be on my own again. You know I never had no friends except Sandy. Sandy, just come closer. No closer, a little closer still. And baby, just be near me. A little nearer, you should see her, see her, then you'll believe in her. And truthfully, I never lost belief. I'd rather be dead and bury my own head than to talk with you again on a sandy. Sandy, just come closer, no closer, a little closer still. Baby, just be near me, a little nearer, oh, you should see her. I wish I never did. I can't forget, 'cause it takes too long. I've been given what I got, so please don't leave. I can't stand myself. Oh, I'm yesterday's man, goddamn. Sandy, just come closer, no closer, oh, a little closer still. Baby, just be near me, a little nearer, you should see her. Oh, I wish I never did.
Oh, thank you very much. Pleasure. Oh, well done, well done. With a clap. For Alex, it's thank Oh Mercy. You. For all the details, the launch in Melbourne is on Saturday, the Gasometer, omercy.com.au. Thanks for coming to the back seat, Alex.
Nice to be back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Come in anytime.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.